I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, welcome to the Church of Spenceology podcast, episode 696, give or take 690. I am your host, Spence, former co-host on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Now, this will not be my final Church of Spenceology podcast ever. I will continue to do them. However, you will not be able to find them on KLUC.com or radio.com, at least in the near future. Who knows? You know, they could bring me back in some form or fashion. I'm always holding out hope. But as you may have heard, after 21 years, I am no longer with 98.5 KLUC. And I want to do a proper goodbye at the end of the podcast. I did a video that I posted on social media and whatnot, and you know, played Song of the Week clips and showed photos, which, by the way, if you did see the video, I apologize if that looked like one of those in memoriam, you know, death video montages. It kind of looked like that. We jokingly, you know, at the front of the video, it's me in my hoodie and I've got the kind of scrubby looking video, and it's me going, if you're seeing this, I'm already gone. Which is just morbid and stupid. But Sean Tempesta, who works at Mix 94.1, thought it was funny. And I think that he's funny, so I agreed with him. The other thing I was going to do is put hashtag RIP Spence and put it in the lower third of the entire video. But I thought that that was way too much. And it's not funny. I mean, it is funny to a point. But, you know, for the most part, death is not funny. So if you can hang through the nonsense of this podcast, I would like to say an official goodbye. I have a song that was inspired by the events of 1 October that I want to play for you at the end. And I think it, while again, for 1 October, I believe it has a bigger meaning all in all, not just specific to that event. Also, for the first time, we want to do Twitter hot take. Twitter hot take! Take three tweets and then analyze and make fun and try to be funny. Joining me on the Church of Spenceology podcast for that segment will be Ian. He is the producer of the David Mahoney Show on X107.5 and one of the funniest, quirkiest guys I know. You're gonna love that. So that's coming up. It's the first part of the year. I'm recording this on January 2nd. So obviously, New Year's resolutions are a thing. I know for us in radio, it's one of those topics that you bring up and it's considered by some to be low hanging fruit. But the thing is, everybody looks at the new year as a new start, a new beginning. And that's why the joke comes around, you know, new year, new me. And then 4 days in, you know, all those things that you were trying to not do or to improve upon have gone out the window because life settles back in. That is not to crap on resolutions whatsoever. If it inspires you to make yourself a better person, then by God, do it. If you've been paying for that gym membership for the last 6 years and you've only gone three times and you're going to be the one finding a parking place at Las Vegas Athletic Club, God bless you. I got no problem with the parking lot outside of Planet Fitness being packed because people are trying to do better. I think that's awesome. For me, yeah, I can afford to lose a few LBs. There's no doubt about it. I've kind of slacked off on my workout regimen. Do I have a drinking problem? Well, some would say yes. I personally have no problem with my drinking. Do I smoke cigarettes when I drink? Yes, I shouldn't do that. There are all kinds of things that in my head I go, okay, hey, buddy, you're not getting any younger. Maybe for 2020, you stop being such a lech, you know? Maybe, you know, you go home after one or two at the PTs instead of five or six, and then you can't find out which Honda Civic is your Uber driver. There are things that you talk about. I'm not a resolution guy as far as writing something down and going, okay. By the way, you probably should. I learned in a class at some point, declaring your intentions is very important. That's how you actually accomplish things. You declare when you wake up, I am going to be better. I am going to work out. I am going to not spend that money at Starbucks. If you declare your intentions, you don't want to let yourself down. So it might help. But again, there are things I would love to get Rosetta Stone and learn Chinese. I took 2 years of Spanish in California, high school. It did be nothing but teach me swear words. And things like, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? When have I ever needed to ask anybody where the library is? I can barely read. ¿Dónde está el baño? Now, that one's important. And so on and so forth. Chinese, apparently, is very difficult to learn. But that's something I would like to do, and if I had the balls, maybe I would get Rosetta Stone and spend the $300 and get it. I don't have a job, so I'm probably not going to do that. But if I did, that's what I would do, right? So in that spirit, I do a song every year called The Resolution Song, and basically it outlines the things I want to do and then the reality that comes on January 2nd, right? So thank you for listening to the Church Dispensology Podcast. Twitter hot take coming up next right now, The Resolution Song.
A dry January, that means I'll be whiskey free. I'll take the money that I save and give to charity. I'll stop using plastic straws for all the turtles' sake. I'll toss away this vape pen and pass on the cupcakes. With the help of Marie Kondo, I'll be organized, you'll see. I'll ride that Peloton bike my now ex-wife gave back to me. And as far as my pro-Trump dad, I'll have more empathy. Gonna get a Rosetta Stone and teach myself Chinese. It's January 2nd, already I'm two bottles in. I'm sorry, Jerry's kids, the cash went to the Jameson. And I apologize, Mother Earth, but those paper straws, they suck. Got baked out of my mind and robbed a hostess truck. Can't speak a lick of Mandarin, Megadad's blocked from every app. Everything I own's draped over this damn Peloton crap. I've come to this conclusion, I'm no good at resolutions. I'm gonna put them on a shelf, be happy with myself. Kids, be happy with yourself.
It's very nice, isn't it? Happy 2020, everybody. Happy New Year. It's the Church Dispensology Podcast, and it's time for the first ever Twitter Hot Take!
Twitter Hot Take!
That other Twitter Hot Take, because one time wasn't enough, apparently, is my friend Ian.
Hi.
Ian, what do you go by on the air?
I go by Ian.
Just Ian. You don't use the last name.
No,
like
no.
Madonna or Lizzo.
It's very much like Lizzo. Yeah. Actually, I get a lot of influence from Lizzo.
Ian is the chief executive producer of the David Mahoney Show on 107.5 in Las Vegas. And he's joining me here on the podcast for the first ever Twitter Hot Take!
Twitter Hot Take!
The first one comes from LGBT Sky. She writes, at Disney, this would be the most amazing thing. So many people support it. Hashtag get Elsa a girlfriend. Is it time for Frozen 3 to involve Elsa in a monogamous lesbian relationship?
Well, I was about to say Frozen threesome. That would be fun.
That'd be the next step.
I think so, because let's be real. Elsa, that's a good-looking broad.
That's a good-looking broad.
That's a good-looking broad.
How do you win in that relationship with Elsa? I mean, she's got these powers. You can't just be, you won't have any hand in that relationship if you go, okay, that's it, Elsa. I'm holding out. We're not having sex until, you know, you do this, that, and she just, you know, zaps you and turns you into an ice cube.
I'm just picturing what she can freeze, though. I'm very nervous about that.
Everything, right?
Everything.
The idea is, though, she's going to have a lesbian girlfriend.
Well, in that case, I think I wholly support this, Spence, and I think it's 2019. Elsa can do whatever she wants with her body.
What about interspecies relationships? Like maybe she and that snowman.
Olaf.
Maybe they see. Olaf, that's right.
Olaf. I think Olaf is more pan than anything.
Okay.
Olaf is definitely, he's one of those where it's just, he's just sexually attracted to everything.
Okay. Twitter hot take!
Hot take!
Samantha Renee 95 writes, call me a prude, IDC. I just have way too much respect for my body and myself to be letting random MFs get it.
I completely agree with you. I used to let random MFs get all of this. Mm-hmm. And it takes some time. You have to find the right person to, right MF to get your body.
But is Samantha Renee saying that those that allow random MFs to get it don't have any respect for their bodies?
Not necessarily. I think those MFs just more are have a little bit more of an understanding of their body, I guess. It's more like a, you have an H&M hoodie, but then you have the really nice, maybe Lucky Brand hoodie.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The one hoodie you just throw on every day. You know what I mean? Sunday going over to Kmart, that kind of stuff.
Also, Samantha Renee 95, you not giving it up to random MFs doesn't make you a prude. You not doing the naughty stuff makes you a prude.
Yes.
Finally, Twitter hot take!
Hot take!
At Spenstology writes, oh, that seems familiar. Does anyone know where Old Zealand is? See, we've heard so much, Ian, about New Zealand. And from what I can tell, not all that new. Maybe you drop the new part and just call it Zealand. But where is Old Zealand?
Old Zealand has to be somewhere.
Right?
Is it hidden beneath New Zealand?
Did they build on top of Old Zealand?
Because you know how they do like those bathroom renovations where literally all they do is just cover the new,
right,
the old with the new. Is that what happened with Old Zealand?
It was a giant country-sized bathroom renovation. Because see, I know where New York and New Jersey are.
Yes.
And I know where Old York and Old Jersey are.
Wait, where's Old Jersey?
It's in England.
Oh, is it?
That's
really?
Right.
I didn't know that.
I know where Old Mexico is, and I know where New Mexico is.
I know where Old Jack City is, and New Jack City.
That's not a valid point.
I do, though.
But sweet 90s movie reference. So any chance you could tell me where Old Zealand is? Anybody?
Wait, hold on. Let me grab a map somewhere.
All right. That's good.
Okay. Boom.
Oh, there it is.
Boom. Right there.
All right.
Twitter hot take.
Hot take.
So that's the first attempt at that. You may never hear that again, but thank you to Ian, the producer of the David Mahoney Show on X107.5 in Las Vegas. It is a Church of Spenstology podcast. And for those of you that know, I am no longer with 98.5 KLUC. 21 years. By the way, in radio, that kind of is unheard of. So it's kind of cool. You know, when you're thinking about what you're going to do next, you can get kind of down and depressed and maybe sad about it. But then you think back and you go, wow, I made it for 21 years. Don't know exactly what I'm going to do, but, you know, things are positive. Things are moving forward. Got a lot of things going on. I did a video and posted it on social and at KLUC.com. You know, to say my version of goodbye, which, you know, it was a bunch of, you know, video and photos, and it looked like I died, and I didn't. I'm still pretty much alive, I think. But I wanted to say an official goodbye. And I'll be honest, it's kind of tough. This I moved to Vegas in 1998. Cat Thomas was the PD program director, and he gave me a shot. I moved down here with my girlfriend, and she got a job first, and then there was a production director job. That's the person who does the commercials and such. And it was nice. I moved down with my girlfriend. A year later, she was gone. A little note for and another subject for another time. Never moved to Vegas with somebody. But still, when I got here, I'm like, okay, this is not me. We moved from Seattle. Seattle's a different vibe. I'm like, this isn't me. Get me out of here. And I think I've talked to a lot of transplants that say the same thing about Vegas. It's different than other places. Not bad. It's just different. And it takes time to get used to. So I'm like, I'll give a year, maybe two, and then I'll move on and go do something else. And then 5 years passed and 10 years passed. And man, now I really can't imagine living anywhere else. I have family that live in Northern California in a small town, and I talk to them about different things, and you know, they're always amazed at the simplest things, like how many different choices in food I have. I mean, if I'm going to go out to eat, any major city, but in Vegas, you can eat anything from any price range. You have the top chefs in the entire world have restaurants here, if you do that sort of thing. I don't. But also the myriad of other restaurants, locally owned and chains. There's just a lot of stuff. And for somebody who lives in Grass Valley, California, for instance, a town of 15 or 20,000 people, they've got one Chinese restaurant, whether it's good or bad. It's called Ho Ho Ho. It always is. there's one Indian restaurant. There's no real choice. And the other thing that blows them away is And what I do love about Vegas is you can go do something at any time of the day. There is no risk of boredom in Las Vegas because you can. You can go to a casino. Now, if you're not want to gamble, I get that. But there is somewhere to go 24 hours, even if you want to just drive the strip. And I've done this, and maybe you have as well. I'll get on the strip sometimes at 3 in the morning and just drive it because this town is unique and it's spectacular. I remember one time we had a Justin Bieber event at the Hard Rock Cafe, not the one over off Paradise, but the restaurant one that was upstairs. And I'm not even sure if it's still there on the strip. And I remember looking out through the windows that were along the strip and watching and going, you know, look at how amazing this place is. You know, off to the right, you got the fountains going off and you got the lights and you got so many people walking around and it's just amazing. So after 21 years, I just love this place and got a hockey team, man. The Allegiant Stadium is absolutely awesome. I mean, look at that thing. And when I moved here 21 years ago, we had UNLV basketball and you know, that was it. And then the occasional flop pro team, the XFL, whatever. And UNLV basketball was fine. But now, it's so hard to believe that we're going to have the Las Vegas Raiders of all teams. That was my team growing up, the Raiders. Now, the stadium looks like a Amazon Echo Dot, if you really look at it. I have one on my bedside table. I'm like, oh, look, it's a miniature Allegiant Stadium. But Vegas gets to you after a while, and you really learn to love it. And I think it's partially because of the mix of people. They always talk about how it's such a transient town. Well, I can see that, but it's also amazing because some of the best people in my life, they're not from here, but they moved here. And, you know, they're from Wisconsin or Minnesota or Washington, or they're from all over parts of the world. And Vegas brings those people together. And honest to God, if I hadn't lived here, I'd have missed out on friendships that will absolutely last a lifetime. And I'm so thankful for that. I was hired, like I said, back in 98. I've been on a version of KLUC's morning show for, I think, 17 years. And I've been very fortunate, very lucky to work with people that I've worked with. I would name them off. I'd happily name as many people that I've worked with at KLUC, but that sounds boring. And I would inevitably forget somebody. And that's not cool. So for the 6 people listening, if you tell somebody else about it, tell them I named everybody and did not miss one thing. I wanted to take the time, though, and just say thank you for letting me into your cars, into your homes, wherever you might listen to 98.5 KLUC over the past 21 years. It really has been an absolute dream gig. Just, I've been so fortunate, and the people I've gotten to know, even if we're not best of friends, but we've become friends or acquaintances or hanging out at like a remote broadcast or party cruise back in the day or a New Year's Eve or a town scary, wherever it is where we've come in contact and take pictures to put on social media. It's just been amazing. And working in radio has been a wonderful thing. It's all I ever wanted to do. That radio was it. I grew up in this low-income, government-subsidized apartment complex in San Jose, California, townhouses. And it had central heat and air, but it was one of those places where the vents, you've seen these places where the metal vent is in the floor, like upstairs, there's a metal vent. And when we were kids, when it was really cold, we'd take a blanket and we'd huddle over the vent because the heat would come right through that. Well, what I discovered is the vents are all connected, obviously. So my mom would be downstairs watching Sound of Music, and I would irritate her by doing whatever I wanted through the vent because, you know, I could. She could hear me. It was my own little PA system. I turned that into my own little radio station, again, much to the chagrin of my mom, because I would do radio shows from my bedroom through the vent throughout the entire house. And I had a little, you know, those little rectangle cassette decks, realistic, the Radio Shack. And I had, you know, a cassette deck, and it was about, I don't know, maybe a foot long, had a handle on it. So it kind of looked like a little little case. So I'd have songs on there and I would talk up the song and then I'd hit the play button on the cassette deck and the music would go through the vents. I knew I wanted to do radio. I'm 11 years old and I'm listening to KFRC in San Francisco and they're doing a contest. And I'm sure it wasn't specifically this, but my memory serves it was they wanted listeners to write a poem about the 49ers playing the Cowboys in the NFC Championship. I'm a 49er fan at the time, you know. The Raiders had moved to L.A. Wasn't my thing anymore because they left us and they went to Southern California. Niners were killing it. You know, a kid 11 years old in San Jose. Who else am I going to root for besides Joe Montana? So I write this poem, you know, it's fascinating. And I call the radio station. And the guy says, you know, thanks, go ahead. And I read it. I'm 11 years old. In radio, typically you don't want kids on the radio. So the fact that he recorded it nonetheless is pretty cool, and I wish I could remember the guy's name. I grew up listening to Dr. Don Rose, he just nut job morning show guy at KFRC in San Francisco, the Big 610. That's when Top 40 was on AM. Yeah, shut up, I'm not that old. So I'm listening to the station, and there I am, and I'm reading this 49er poem on the station I listen to, KFRC, and I'm flipping out. I'm jumping all over the living room. I'm on the radio, man. I'm on the radio. Some weeks later, I received a NFC Championship 49er pennant in the mail. They sent it. That was my prize for getting on the air. Again, I jumped around the living room. I was on the radio. Look what I got. I'm a big prize winner, Fragile. Wah! But from that minute forward, it's all I ever wanted to do was be on the radio and what I find to be kind of amazing is I wrote a poem that was put on the radio. And over the past 20 years, it's kind of what I still do. There's no growth with this guy. But I mean, if you're going to write a parody song or a song, you're going to do your song of the week like we've done for the past few years every Friday. That's basically doing a poem and putting it on the radio, isn't it? So I've been very fortunate to be doing the same thing essentially since I was 11. And now that I'm ready to turn 27, you know, it seems like a long, long road. But again, thank you. I wrote a song in the wake of the 1 October tragedy called Glad You're Here. And the premise of the song was, you know, tomorrow's not promised to anyone. And many times, unintentionally, we take people for granted, not only spouses or friends or people you work with, people you see every single day that you actually know their names. We just do it. It happens. Life gets in the way. We get busy. In addition, in this song, it's about people that we see every day that we don't particularly know. It could be a police officer, a firefighter. You know, there were tales after 1 October of ordinary people working at the Luxor, basically setting up triage for people that were shot. Ordinary people that we see every day that we don't really acknowledge. In this town, front desk, there were people that grabbed their pickup trucks that were just at the concert and piled folks into the back of their pickups to head to hospitals to get them care. And I think I've always believed that life is short and that you should acknowledge to the best of your ability, everybody you come across. And it doesn't mean you have to have a conversation. It doesn't even mean you have to say hi. You just have to acknowledge, look them in the eye, give them a nod, wave, something. It infuriates me when I go for a run. I wave to everybody. And I'll have people that I wave to, they see me, they don't wave back. And that's fine. They're not obligated. But man, we're all on this planet together. And it just seems like the least we can do is acknowledge one another's existence, especially when we are in such close proximity to one another. So the song, Glad You're Here, is inspired obviously by 1 October, but I think it does have a grander meaning, and I thought it would be perfect with my last podcast as a member of the 98.5 KLUC Air Staff and Radio.com to play this original song, Glad You're Here.
I don't really know you. You don't know my name without even thinking. You risked everything. There are heroes among us we encounter every day. They run to the battle while most of us run away. I'm glad you're here by my side. In times like these, when the world ain't right, you hold my hand and calm my fears. You ease the pain, and I'm glad you're here. Of course I know you, I see you every day. I admit I take for granted it'll always be that way. Tomorrow is not promised to any one of us. So let me say one more time something I don't say enough. I'm glad you're here by my side. In times like these, when the world ain't right, you hold my hand and calm my fears. You ease the pain, and I'm glad you're here. There are angels among us with wings yet to be revealed. There is a strength within us to be the armor, sword, and the shield. I'm glad you're here by my side. In times like these, when the world ain't right, you hold my hand and calm my fears. You ease the pain, and I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, man, that sums it up, doesn't it? It does. I wouldn't have had such a good time and great career in Vegas if you weren't here listening, and I'm very appreciative. I'm recording this, like most people's podcasts, from a converted closet in a bedroom, so I refuse to get overly emotional. Is that maybe the saddest thing in the world? Somebody weeping within their own padded up closet that they designed for a podcast. Oh my God, that's awful. Hey, I'm still around. Please follow me on the socials, all of them, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, all at Spenceology, SpenceTology, and also Spenceology.com. I'll keep posting videos and bits and songs and whatnot, and reach out when you can. It's been a great run. Thank you so much for your listening and being part of my life in any way, shape, or form you have been. And have an amazing 2020.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.